got a good Saturday morning planned for you here on the only sports talk show on KXCO, the Buzzer Beater. It has been an interesting time in sports. Of course, a lot of baseball going on. Mizzou softball doing pretty well, and have high hopes there. You know, just a lot of different things going on.
Playoffs in the NBA, playoffs in the National Hockey League, all kinds of things going on. And, of course, you know, in high school, we've got to give a shout-out to all the graduates, all the athletes that are graduating. And, of course, some of those are participating in events today.
So, yeah, as a matter of fact, there is a double sectional track meet going on in Mexico today, and that has the town packed. I know a lot of people came in last night and ate at the restaurant, stayed in the motels around town.
Yeah, it's kind of been a busy day, and of course it's also MMA weekend, so there's people all over town. Kind of Mexico is buzzing a little bit, and the question is that track going to be buzzing today with the weather like it is? So that's the big question on hand, I think, early this morning.
Well, we talked to Mexico High School Activities Director Brandon Schaefer about that earlier on this morning.
So we are going to be hosting what they call a double sectional. It's a class 4 and class 5 sectional 2. So like we have St. Louis schools, Kansas City schools, and for both class 4 and 5 mid-Missouri schools. It's going to be a lot of different teams coming from a lot of different places. So
39 teams in total, as I understand it?
Yes, sir. 39 different teams.
All right. What time does the action start? You know, will there be people in town ahead of time since they have to travel from, you know, long distances?
Yeah, we've already had some requests on what hotels to book, so I know that they are probably getting some rooms already. And then action's going to start about 9:30, but coaches will be rolling in about 8 a.m., We are going to close off part of Hendricks Street by the baseball field so that teams can set up tents there, and it's a little safer. So Officer Patrick helps me out a lot with that. But everything will start rolling about 9:30 a.m.
About what time do you think everything will be finished? Is it just a one-day event?
It's just one day. It's going to be a long day, but I think I was just looking at our schedule. Our javelin throwers are at 4:30, so hopefully we get everything done close to 6:30.
All right.
Hopefully.
Everything's kind of coming to an end here as far as the sports go because graduation is happening. Mm-hmm. Your first year as activities director, just kind of sum up how this has gone for you in your first year.
You know, it's been trial by fire. You know, there are things that I didn't know when I took the position that I was going to have to do, and it's just one of those. I'm learning through experience. I'm lucky to have, you know, the principals, Mr. Ellerbrock and Mr. Cochran, here to help support me. But also the coaches, they're very flexible. They work with me in whatever I need, and if I ask them for something, they're very quick with it. Also, obviously, my wife has been very supportive and helped with my just getting through the year. So it's been a really good year, though. All the success has really made me look good.
All right. Well, congratulations on your first year, and appreciate you taking some time out with us this morning.
No problem. I appreciate it, Matt.
And Brandon Schaefer, I want to give him a shout-out. On Thursday night, they had a sports banquet. Actually, it was Wednesday night. It all runs together after a while.
Yeah.
But it was a nice job that he had done over there. He honored all of the athletes and gave a special award to Buck Green. And,
yep. You know, 50 years.
50 years Buck Green has been doing this. And he's going to be over at that sectional track meet today.
Big part of it.
Yeah, he's huge. So congratulations to Buck and congratulations to Brandon. You know, he kind of alluded to thanking his wife, Haley.
Well, and he should, but B, she kind of understands some of that, too, because she's got that athletic mindset as well.
Yeah, absolutely. She is the head coach of the Mexico girls soccer team. These girls have been through quite a lot, actually, over the last couple of years. They lost one of their teammates, Emma Asdell, about a year ago, and they continue to honor her. They put up a nice plaque over there at Hotop Field and on display for everybody to see. They didn't have a season during COVID. That was canceled out. So these girls have been through quite a lot. And they're continuing to improve, and Haley's building a nice program there.
She is, and doing it the right way, and you know, both those Schaefers are good people, as they say. Yeah. If you haven't met them, by all means, go up and give them a shout sometime. They're very affable. Easy to get to know, and well worth your time.
They had several seniors on the Mexico girls soccer team this year. I was able to sit down with Haley Schaefer and the seniors. And a spoiler alert, there's not only flying objects to the girls on the field, but sometimes on bus trips as well. And we have some special guests in the studio joining us, the Mexico high school girls soccer team. And, you know, I wanted to have you guys in because your season just it just came to an end recently, and it was a pretty nice season, as a matter of fact. You all are seniors here with me this morning, so you've seen a lot. You didn't get to play your 2019-20 season, but this year it's kind of back into full swing. We're going to start off with Samantha Joyner. She's a senior, and she's so excited to go first, I can tell. But Samantha, tell us this morning a little bit about your season, some of the favorite parts of the season.
I think my favorite parts of the season this year specifically is we had a lot of new people, people that have played before, people that haven't, and just getting to see them grow as soccer players and as people in general. I think being a student athlete is super important, and it teaches you a lot of skills that you'll need for the rest of your life. So,
no doubt about it. If you had to pass on any advice to people who may be joining the soccer team next year, freshmen, what would you say to them?
Start preparing now. You know, it's a lot of work trying to manage school, soccer. If you work, that can be difficult too. So just preparing yourself for the time management that you'll need, and just, like, being physically prepared for the sport is super important.
You plan on going to school after?
Yeah, I'm going to Mizzou next year.
Mizzou? So,
yeah.
All right. You going to play soccer there?
Not collegiate level. I plan on playing, like, club soccer, I guess.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, best of luck. We appreciate you coming in this morning. We're bringing Shelby Kinmore here. She was the goal-scoring machine this year, as a matter of fact. A lot of offense for the Mexico Lady Bulldogs soccer team. Tell us a little bit about your season, your thoughts about that.
It was a great season. The team joined together, and all these new people made it great. I just like how everyone can, like, the team atmosphere is really good, and it makes it really fun playing.
You upped your game this year. What did you do in the off season, or was there advice that coach gave you that helped you out this season? Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I just practiced, like, a lot during the winter even. Me and Brenna came to the soccer field, like, every day, every moment that we could, and just shot around.
And I was at your signing. Tell us again where you're going to be going to school at.
Central Christian College of the Bible.
Okay. All right. Best of luck to you. Appreciate you coming in this morning. We've got Ruby Hafling over here. Ruby, basketball, soccer. I think you play a little bit of all sports. And tell us a little bit about your season. Recap that for us this year.
It was pretty fun, and I started off as a defender, and then towards the end of the season, I got the opportunity to be an outside mid, and I really feel like that boosted my confidence even more.
Did you like playing that position a little bit better?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, absolutely. Ruby, you going to school after you graduate?
I'm enlisting in the military with National Guard.
All right. Congratulations on that, and we're going to appreciate your service. Thank you for coming in this morning. All right, Brenna Carey, we're going to bring you into the conversation here, another senior. What about your season? You know, talk a little bit. 5 wins this year and a little bit of success. Was it fun for you?
Yeah, so I was split. I got some time on JV and varsity, and I played a little bit of everything on both teams. So it was a lot of practicing a whole bunch of different things and getting a lot of experiences, and each one was unique, and I really had a lot of fun with that.
You have a favorite moment of the season? Any of the road trips you can tell us about on the air this morning that you had fun, you know, doing?
There was a bus trip. We were all just in the back laying down, and a chicken nugget just came out of nowhere and hit Wendy in the face.
Oh, Lord.
That was definitely something I'm not going to forget.
She needed Tessa Hapling there to, you know, be the goalie and block that nugget. But, you know, we'll bring in the person who was hit in the face with the chicken nugget, Wendy Bohr, this morning. Wendy, how was your season?
It was good. It was a lot of fun. Met a lot of new people because there's a lot of underclassmen.
And, you know, the success this season for you personally, did you feel like you upped your game a little bit this year?
Yeah, in the off season, I played futsal in Jeff City with Shelby, and then I just practiced a lot.
Absolutely. You know, you guys had your teammate Emma Asdell. You honored her all year long. I want to get your thoughts and feelings about that. Anybody that wants to speak about Emma?
Anything that we can do to make sure that everybody remembers her, I feel like we should do that. So that's kind of what we did with the wreath and everything, just bring awareness.
That was a very cool ceremony that you guys had there. Head coach Haley Schaefer, welcome this morning.
Good morning. You
coached this group, and you saw a lot of improvement out of your team this year. You're really building the program. You know, talk a little bit about this year's team.
Absolutely. So we came off of a season last year with only one win, and we're able to multiply that by quite a few with five wins. Some of these girls I've had for 4 years now, so it's just kind of fun to see their success. Shelby specifically, you talk about it, just completely different player from one season to the next. She brought a lot of energy to our team this year. The girls kind of referred to some of our underclassmen. We have several freshmen come out in starting roles that were really valuable to us this year. Specifically, Kenley Jones, Addison Payton had some varsity minutes for us, Emily Maupin up top, and Aaliyah Smith came out and scored some goals for us. So lots of underclassmen that came and contributed as well. So a great group.
Absolutely. You know, I keep thinking that Tessa Hafling is a senior, but she's not. She's going to be back next year,
yeah.
And that's good news for this program because Tessa actually may have a Misha record. I know it's been sent in. Don't know if it's been accepted or not. Talk a little bit about that record, if you will.
Yeah, Tessa's tough back there. So last season, in the 21 season, she had a state record, the fourth most saves in a game with 38 saves. This year we've submitted a record 322 saves on the season, and that's the fifth highest in the state currently. And she's on track to have a career state record as well. So very exciting news for her. We also just got our all-conference information sent out today, and so Tessa is a second-team all-NCMC goalkeeper, and we also have a first-team NCMC midfielder, Shelby Kinnamore.
All right. Well, congratulations on those awards. Girls, talk to us a little bit about soccer and the popularity of it. Have you seen it grow in your 4 years over at the high school? Have more people been wanting to play soccer? Are the numbers increasing? Wendy, you look like you want to say it.
I think they are. I mean, after our sophomore year, we lost 17, 18 seniors, and that took a big hit on the number of people who are playing. So just us in the off season getting people to play, talking them into it, I think a lot of people will. It's just that a lot of people get nervous when they come out, but if they stick with it, they usually love it, and they always come back.
Yeah. Are you all seeing popularity grow in the sport? And I know that women's soccer is pretty popular, you know, nationwide. The ratings on TV have been going up. Have you seen? Have you had conversations with other gals that say, "Hey, I wouldn't mind giving that sport a try"?
Yeah, I think, you know, just having conversations with underclassmen, specifically middle schoolers that are coming into high school. There's been quite a few that are excited to try it out.
We have a great youth program created by the YMCA, the Fire Team, and they do a great job of getting kids out at the younger level. And they've been using our field a lot this year, actually, as well. So they're starting to get some touches on turf, which is important. Wendy mentioned the year we had 17 seniors graduate, we did take a big hit to our program. And last year we weren't able to have a JV team because of numbers, but this year we were because of that increase. So I think it's definitely on the rise again.
And we should mention about the new field that's going on there. Some of you all started off, I think you were playing over at the middle school before mm-hmm. this was built. Well, what's this new field like? What has it been from going to the middle school field over to a turfed field at the high school? Shelby, we'll let you take that question.
It's great. So the middle school field, it was rough running through and all that. And I'm just glad that we got to be able to get a new turf field and
the ball moves better on it.
All right. Very nice. Well, I appreciate you guys getting up early and coming in and talking to us this morning, and want to wish you the best of luck. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Seniors from the Mexico girls soccer team are a live guest this morning on the Buzzer Beater, AM 1340 KXEO.